You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to Nature Connection Show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner, and I'm absolutely delighted to be joined today by Ian White, who is the founder of the Australian Bush Essences. Welcome to Nature Connections, Ian.
Nice to talk to you again, Sarah.
Yes, you're very, very welcome. So it's exciting for me to be able to allow this opportunity for everybody to hear you talk about the essences today, because we are in International Awareness Month. And what I see happening right now is that it's really time for flower essences and vibrational medicine to really step up and be explored and become much more visible with the wider public.
Yes, and not only the wider public, but I think even governments starting to realise how the essences can be used quite effectively. I spent a lot of time teaching in South America, and there's been some very interesting developments there, which hopefully might lead on to other countries. As one of my Australian bushflower essence teachers, Regina Nasser, she's based in Natal in the northeast of Brazil, and she worked with the University of Natal last year. They gave her a project which entailed 20 children, young children, around about 6-7 years of age, with a lot of behavioral problems, also learning difficulties. She worked with Reiki, some aromatherapy, and the Australian bushflower essences. At the end of that trial period, when they reassessed the children, they were so amazed by the results, how spectacular they were, that the university is working with Regina this year to train 400 workers throughout Natal, which is also the state. And now these are ranging from social workers, psychologists, dentists, counsellors, people who have a lot of input in the community, a lot of interaction. So she's going to train these 400 people with the bush essences and basic information of aromatherapy and Reiki. Now, if the results are as the university hopes, then the federal government of Brazil is going to implement this program throughout Brazil, and they're going to fund it because they're aware that it can reduce the health costs quite considerably. Now, my company's been donating essences to orphanages in Brazil for quite some time. And when we started this work, in the orphanages, on average, the children were getting about 7 cases of bronchitis each per child per year. Now, in Chinese medicine, the lungs relate to grief and sadness, so it's not hard to understand why so many children had problems in this area. And after a year of using the essences, and sometimes the orphanage would be fortunate, there'd be a volunteer, a flower essence practitioner who'd volunteer their time, and you know, they make individual essences for the children. In other situations where there wasn't a practitioner helping, the cooks and what have you, the workers, but mainly the cooks were trained how to put the essences in food, in the cordials the children drank. After 12 months, the incidence of bronchitis in the children on average went from 7 cases per year per child to under 1 case per year per child.
Wow.
It also saved the Brazilian government. They were paying close to 50 reais, their currency, you know, on antibiotic treatment per child, and this dropped to under 6 reais per child. And also the quality of life. I mean, they're not getting as much bronchitis because they're not in as much grief and sadness about the abandonment or the death of their parents. Mm. So, you know, these things are quite good. The World Health Organization also said that they would like hospitals to offer a lot of complementary medicine. Chile, for example, has really taken this on. So if you go to a hospital in Chile, you can, you know, you can see the doctor there, but you can also ask to see either a massage therapist, a chiropractor, an acupuncturist, or a florist's practitioner
Brilliant.
and a herbalist. So, and you know, there was a lot of reaction from the doctors having all these other modalities in the hospitals, but that seemed to be smoothed out quite a lot. Also, if you're going to be a florist's practitioner in Chile, you have to do many hundreds of hours of community service in the jails, poorer communities, etc. So, you know, all these initiatives, again, the florescence is being used by areas where they can help a lot. Now, there was an international florescence in Japan. And, you know, just very well attended. There was 400 people, and I attended the very first international fluorescence conference, which was held in France, Neutron, in 1990. The second one was 91 in Canada, in Vancouver, and my company, fluorescence, was the third one in Sydney, 1992. Over the years, there's been, you know, fluorescence conferences from places such as Findhorn, from Argentina, Brazil, you know, Japan had the second one, and I would say that, you know, this one was probably the best. The harmony of the people making the essences, you know, the reverence. You there?
Yes.
So,
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we've got
oh, okay.
connection.
Did a little bit of a drop there.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a great harmony. Now, also, if we look at Japan, they've had Fukushima, that nuclear disaster 3 years ago, and part of the reason of having the fluorescence conference in Japan was to stress the importance of the environment and the work with fluorescences. And you know, this was another example where you know, many of the fluorescences producers were sending essences to help the Japanese people. You know, from my own personal company, you know, we sent a lot of the essence is working with nuclear radiation, and you know, we also sent this to Green Cross, who every year were doing research and analyzing the nuclear radiation of children in Russia. Russia exploded in 1986. The wind blew the radiation directly into Belarus. It was the worst affected area. Second worst was the Ukraine. So each year, Green Cross, which is has Gorbachev at the head, they work more environmentally, similar to Red Cross, but more an environmental area. They analyzed the children, found the ones with the worst affected nuclear radiation, took them into the Alps during the summer, and tried different techniques to reduce the radiation levels. And working with the Australian Bush Fluorescences, they were able to reduce the nuclear radiation level by 43% in 2 weeks, which was the most effective treatment they've ever had for many different types of modality. And the next best
Extraordinary.
was only 21%. So it's also, as society changes, needs develop, and my understanding is the essences come through to help that need. So you know, like we have tremendous levels of autism, especially in the UK. You know, it's about 1 in 60 now, where if we think back a couple of generations ago, it was 1 in the hundreds. So you'll find that as needs arise, nuclear energy and problems with that, etc., essences come down, which help the community.
It's fascinating. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I think it is very, very important that we get to hear the research that's being done, and of course Australian bush essences, because of the reach that you've had and so many people taking it, and yourself with your passion for actually taking this out into the wider world. You have actually research projects behind you now, and it's really important that we hear this information.
Yes, and I know Andreas Korte is another fluorescence producer based in the Netherlands, is doing some very good work with you know, radiation as well. So, you know, there's not much in the world where you can help people with radiation levels, and you know, the half-life, etc., and what's happening getting into the water tables, getting into the food chain. It leads to some very dire results. So it's great that there are some options which are available.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's really good to hear that the governments in South American countries are starting to listen. And wouldn't it be wonderful if this spread certainly over to Europe? I certainly see signs of it happening from what I can see here, here in the UK. It's not there yet, but we're starting to get inroads into certainly equal standing with the other complementary therapists, which is great. And how is it for in Australia right now?
Well, fluorescence is, we have a good relationship with, the Therapeutic Goods Administration. We're good, corporate citizens. We don't make outlandish claims that can't be backed up, and which I think is quite important.
Yes.
And I mean, fluorescence is a little bit hard area. They're not quite sure how to classify them. But certainly, I noticed in Australia and very much in the UK, there's been a backlash with homeopathy. And so it's nice that one of the vibrational medicine modalities, fluorescences, are having a more popular view. There's been a lot of negative and unwarranted criticism of homeopathy, I think, in the UK and Australia.
There has, yes, which is very, very sad, very sad. So, having heard the wonderful research that you've just shared with us in the orphanages and also with the radiation, I think listeners would love to know which essences are the key ones that have helped. Would you like to share that with us?
Yes, absolutely. The remedies relating to mother and father are key in the orphanages. So, bottle brush is a remedy which was working on the mother-child relationship. It can work both from the mother having a better bond to her child or the child back to the mother. And this could even be in a situation where, the mother has abandoned the child or has died. The child, even as an adult, later in life, can still be working with bottle brush to work through some of those issues. The equivalent remedy for the fathers is a remedy that grows in the southwest of Western Australia called the red helmet orchid. So, and it's probably more father abandonment in many areas. Sometimes in Brazil, we work with creches where, again, in very poor areas, might be a house with only two or three rooms, might be 10 people living there, and rarely are the fathers there. They're either in jail for drug use, or they've abandoned, never been around, or they've died from drug overdoses, etc. So, there's a. I think with the fathers, it's even more of an issue. With both parents have not been able to look after the children. So, the red helmet bottle brush is very good. There's a remedy called the tall yellow top for that abandonment. The key ones. The other one is dealing with the grief and the sadness. So, we have a remedy. Sturt Desert Pea. So we're doing combinations of working with those. Now there's a very interesting study the Americans that did by default really in orphanages in Italy, and I'm speaking to you from Italy, so it's probably quite appropriate. At the towards the end of the Second World War, again they set up a number of orphanages, young children, parents being killed in bombings, etc., or had just disappeared, and they noticed that, in the ward, and they're very young babies in this particular orphanages, that the one near the exit door always developed greater weight and were seen to be healthier than the other 20 babies in the room. And they're quite puzzled by this. And
Wow.
they sought to work out what was going on. And they realized that the nurse in the evening shift who would leave and put the light out, the light and the door was near the last cradle where, the woman there would pick the child up, give it a hug and cuddle before putting a book down and putting the light out. And this was a child that put on greater weight, was healthier, and just that small amount of TLC and human touching and contact and love makes such a huge difference. So this is, I guess, what the essences are trying to do in the orphanages. Now,
Yes.
in terms of the radiation, there is a remedy called mullumulla. It grows in the hottest part of Australia, and it's very good for all forms of radiation. That could be solar, so you can take it as preventative if you're going out on a sunny day so you don't get sunburnt. If you do get sunburnt, you can take it to reduce that solar radiation and the burning. It's used for prevention against absorbing too much x-rays. If you you have a fall, you go down to the hospital to precaution x-rays to check there's no broken bones, or if you're going to the dentist and they want to check if there's anything going on, and they give you an x-ray, if you take the mullumulla, you won't absorb as much of the radiation. Also, if you're flying, the mullumulla is very good in a combination called travel, because you absorb a lot of gamma radiation when you're 35,000 feet above the ground. But the mullumulla is a number of Bruce Esterman's combinations, and it's the one used for the nuclear radiation. But if someone was having radiation therapy for cancer, you know, we recommend that they take mullumulla or any of the combinations it's in. And you know, listeners can just tune into the Health Food Store later on, check our website for information. The mullumulla, you take it just before and just after radiation therapy, and you know, sometimes the therapy will last for 6 weeks. And doctors are amazed at the end of that time whether people aren't burnt as badly and recover a lot quicker from it. And they're quite surprised. So, and also there's less emotional trauma. It can be quite traumatic having radiation therapy. So all those different forms of radiation, the and of course we've got electromagnetic in there. You know, people using mobile phones, putting them up under the head, you absorb a lot of radiation. So one of our combinations is called Electro, which has the mullumulla in for that, which is a very pertinent one for children. The thickness of the skull of a child, you know, is not, well, it's not until about 16, 17 becomes the thickness of an adult. So if someone younger than that putting a mobile phone to their head, they absorb a lot more electromagnetic radiation. And younger children have more fluid in the brain than an adult. Again, it can, the fluid will conduct electromagnetic radiation. So, you know, it's handy to have the phones, but let's see if we can reduce the side effects of the technology.
Extraordinary, yeah. Yeah, I'd love to hear this, and it's a shame you can't actually see me right now, so I'm smiling from ear to ear as I listen, because I just think I'm just reminded as I listen to you of just the huge potential of fluorescences. So, and it's exciting. Yeah. It's exciting times.
It is. And, you know, apart from the things we're talking about, you know, like with the mullumulla, you know, just those basic ones, that you don't need to have had a psychology degree or a psychiatry degree or a naturopathic degree to know that you're having a difficult time with your mother, or maybe you're a parent and you know, there's one of the children you're having a bit of a challenging time with. So you can take the remedies very safely, knowing that you know, that there's not the side effects. And, you know, it's quite, you know, you have a child that misses out being invited to the birthday party that all the other friends get invited to, you know, it can be devastating, very upsetting, that sense of rejection. So, you know, it's a great one for children to get that, let alone, you know, all the other things children go through. So parents can very simply give it to them. If for example, a grandparent dies, or maybe a favourite pet dies, you know, children coming to terms with loss for the first time, sometimes they can get very afraid of dying, and you know, maybe their brothers might die or their parents might die. So you know, there's essences dealing with that fear of death when they first come in contact with. And of course, you know, we've talked about Sturt Disappear remedy for sadness. So again, you know, you don't have to be trained years and years to recognize when your child is sad, and you can just, you know, match it up with the appropriate essence and give it to them. So one of my workshops is called Happy Health Kid, looking at which can be useful from conception right through to about, you know, 8 or 9 years of age. At that workshop, in fact, nearly all my workshops, I asked the participants, did anyone get brought up with fluorescences? And it's very rare that anyone does. And then I said, yes, how much easier would it have been if your parents had have known about fluorescences and used them while you were growing up? You know, certainly my goal since starting the Australian Bushflower Essences was that, you know, getting it more widespread so that we can have families knowing about them and parents being able to use it with themselves, but also very much with the children. And the children that we've got now are very special. Since the millennium, you know, we're getting those very wise old souls, the old mystics and seers incarnating back in. They really come here to do very important healing and spiritual work. And so many of them are just healing because the amount of love that they're able to express.
Mm.
And, you know, one of the flowers that I work with, and it's probably the rarest of flowers I know, and I don't know of any other rarer flower. It only grows in two very isolated areas in the whole world, and that's what we call the Blue Mountains, which is about 2 hours west of Sydney. And each area is probably about a half a football field. And they're the only areas where they've ever been found. And I first made it up in 2004. Prior to that, it had not flowered for 40 years. In fact, botanists doubted its existence because they'd never actually, you know, many of them had never seen it, or there'd never been a good photograph of it. And it flowered again last year. So there was, you know, about an 8-year gap in between flowering. But one of the things it does is very good working on keeping the heart chakra and the hearts of the young children open. They come here with such open hearts, you know, do so much healing with the amount of love they give. But just in dealing with humanity and the negativity and the cruelness and the lack of kindness, a lot of children, their heart chakra is closed down, and the pink flannel flower is to help open it. And
sounds beautiful.
You know, for people like, yeah, it's a lovely little flower, the intense pink in the center. And you know, for older people like ourselves are, you know, it works on gratitude. And there was a Japanese researcher called Emoto. I'm sure you know about him. Not sure all the listeners might know, but he freezes various types of water, and then he starts to let it melt. At that point, he has an electron microscope with a camera attached to it, and he takes photos of the crystalline structure as the ice crystals are melting. And you know, water from a Shinto shrine that's very sacred has beautiful crystalline structure. If you take it from a, you know, tap water in Tokyo, it's got virtually no crystalline structure. But he found that you could write the words love and gratitude on a vial of water from, you know, the tap water, leave it there for a couple of weeks, then freeze it and re-photograph it. And it transformed into beautiful crystalline water.
Mm.
Alternatively, he wrote the words hate, Hitler, and other things around water had a very high crystalline structure, and it totally dissolved and shattered the crystalline structure. Now, we're 70% water, so if we're dealing with a lot of rage and hatred and, you know, feeling that emotion, our 70% water, let alone the other 30%, are going to be seriously affected by the negativity that we can get caught up in.
Mm-hmm.
Alternatively, if you're expressing a lot of love and positive emotions, you can transform and heal the body at a very deep level, just purely from our thoughts and our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the flower essences are also working to clear those more negative emotional patterns and allow, and Edward Bach, who's, you know, the modern pioneer of flower essences, wrote very beautifully, you know, the flower essences flood our body with the positive virtues. And so that seems another nice way where the flower essences can work with. But Emoto found that gratitude was equal to the emotion of love.
Mm.
We all think love is the highest, you know, virtue or emotion, but gratitude is also a very good one. So for an older person taking this flower, the pink flannel flower, that they're also increasing that level of gratitude. And for me, gratitude's an important thing to have. You know, if you... We tend sometimes as humans to focus on a few negative things. Oh, we've got a lot of tax bills coming in today, or I've got a sore toe. And we focus on those ones rather than that, well, my other nine toes are all good and I've got a lot of abundance. I've got a house where I live in that keeps me, you know, warm. And it's, you know, like we tend to take for granted so many things of our life. And the pink flannel flower just allows us to have gratitude for the relationships with people we have, our health and well-being, and just being alive on the planet now.
Yeah, that's a lovely, lovely essence actually to just finish the show with, because I think it is really important. I think I'm going to go and take some after we finish speaking. I can actually feel its resonance there. But yeah, it's a great essence for us all just to remember how lucky we are. So thank you very much, Ian. I've really enjoyed, as always, talking to you. What I love about the bush essences is that they are so very practical, which I know takes us back to Edward Batch's wish that everybody could use them. You're certainly carrying on helping people do that, and they are so far-reaching and just extraordinary, the work you've done. So, for people listening now, would you like to tell them how they can find out more? And because you've got a lovely website full of information, haven't you?
Yes, and there's also a lot of well, I'll give the website. It's www.ozflowers. Now it's AUS, not OZ, ausflowers.com.au. And if you go to the homepage, there's some tabs on the left-hand side, and one of them is videos. So you can see lots of videos for free of the flowers growing out in the wild, me talking about their qualities. We
Yeah.
Have information about all the essences, all the products. We have books, newsletters, videos, DVDs, and I've just last weekend I was teaching in the Lake District in England, and every year I'm teaching in England. I did a talk at the Mind Body Spirit this year, so check out the website. We have workshops in Australia if you want to travel to Australia and see the flowers firsthand, or we have my teachers worldwide, America and Europe, Australia, United States, running workshops. You can get them on online and past DVD, past webinars. So heaps of information you might be interested in yourself, and please pass on to any of your colleagues, friends, family who might be interested in it. And I'd also like just to acknowledge you, Sarah, for all your great work in spreading flower essences to so many more people. So, and thank you for
Yeah.
this opportunity chatting with
Wow.
you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And maybe you can come back sometime in the second half of the year and we can talk again about another facet of the bush essences and all the lovely work that you do.
I'd love to. It'd be a great pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very, very much, Ian.
Okay,
Thank
bye-bye.
you. Bye-bye. You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.